The peak group representing survivors of child sexual abuse says it's disturbed by the revelations about the church's apparent deal with police regarding investigations into abuse. And the church's own Truth, Justice and Healing Council says the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse should examine the matter. Emily Burke reports.
Claims that the Catholic Church and New South Wales Police had agreed to certain terms on how to handle child sexual abuse cases have alarmed advocates for survivors. The president of Adults Surviving Child Abuse is Dr. Kathy Kesselman.
Certainly very disturbed by the further allegations of cover-up involving the Catholic Church, that there was certainly appears to be intent to block the process of justice and reporting of the crime of child sexual assault to the police.
I do feel uneasy about that sort of an arrangement. It seems to me to be pretty typical of a lot that went wrong with the church's handling of sexual abuse.
Peter Johnston is from the group Catholics for Renewal.
The primary issue here is criminal abuse of children, and people, when they talk about not reporting these crimes, they're tending to ignore the fact that there is a criminal abuser at large. That means other children, not only the present victim, are at risk. And as with all serious crime, it's a matter for civil authorities, not for private organisations. The church has to realise that, and of course the church is somewhat compromised, because by not reporting to the police, it has a conflict of interest. Of course it's concerned with the well-being of the victim, but it actually is in the church's interest for such matters not to become public.
Are there any circumstances in which an MOU of this sort could be useful, could be helpful?
I find it very difficult to imagine it. In fact, it worries me that the police and the church would enter into a memorandum of understanding with regarding a provision in the Crimes Act that a matter must be reported. Now, the only memorandum of understanding I would think that they could enter into would be as to what is a reasonable excuse as provided for in the Crimes Act. But that ultimately is a matter for the courts to judge, not for anyone else. But the only circumstance I can think of is possibly, if the abuser was dead.
New South Wales Police maintain the draft unsigned memorandum of understanding was not approved and that the arrangements proposed by the MOU were never in operation at any point in time. Francis Sullivan from the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council says it's still making its own inquiries into the MOU, but he says the Royal Commission also needs to look into it.
This definitely goes to the heart of the terms of reference for the Royal Commission, because it needs to look at what institutions need to do in the future. And we all need to understand that not only the Catholic Church but other institutions have been in a dilemma. When people turn up to express what's happened to them, sometimes 20 or 30 years previously, and emphatically make it clear that they don't want this information passed on anywhere, which is their common law right, they place the church and other institutions in a terrible situation, because obviously people's privacy needs to be respected. But at the same time, the community and its protection is as much a value as someone's privacy. Not only the church, but other institutions have had to juggle this. Obviously, none of us want to be in a position where information is withheld from the police, and none of us want to be in a position where we trample over human rights. That's the dilemma.
But are you trying to excuse or absolve yourself of a responsibility to mandatorily report when you know?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, if we can be clear about mandatory reporting and if we can be clear about the obligations on direct reporting to police right across the board in every state and territory, that we have a uniform arrangement around that, all the better.
But according to Kathy Kesselman from Adults Surviving Child Abuse, the Royal Commission must look at how institutions, not just the Catholic Church, wield their power.
The fact that this was drafted at all is very disturbing, and I think we need to look at power and hierarchies and systems, and what we need to see going forward, and we do have a Royal Commission now, is that we have systems that report to the appropriate secular authorities, that when crimes are committed, they are investigated appropriately with no obstruction and no block.
How much of a priority do you think this particular matter should be for the Royal Commission?
I think the Royal Commission has lots of priorities. Obviously, this needs investigation. I mean, the more we can find out about what the impediments to justice and survivor support have been, the more we can protect children of the future. and find real justice and a real process of recovery for survivors. So we need to investigate it all, but this is very, very worrying.
The President of Adults Surviving Child Abuse, Dr. Cathy Kezelman, speaking there to PM's Emily Burke.